So let's do the very, very basics. I invite you to close your eyes and allow your breathing to be a slow, rhythmic pace where your ingoing breath is deep and slow and your outgoing breath is equal or longer than the inhale. And as you breathe in and breathe out in this slow, rhythmic pace, it transmits a signal to every cell in your body to relax, surrender, trust that all is well, and you are indeed in a safe place. And when we are in this relaxed, deep, safe place, let us remind ourselves that inside of us is a piece of the Creator, and that this Creator is biased in love, and that this bias of love of the Creator is hooked to a field of potentials where all our needs are known, and that the perfect synchronicity to all of our needs are being made manifest even as we sit here with these slow, deep breaths. And that being in the energy of the Creator, which is biased in love, it means that we are continually walking in a bubble of benevolence. And as we walk in a bubble of benevolence, all good things can come to us and move through us to give out to others. And so in this place, in the bubble of benevolence, let us now invite the loving, benevolent messages of Kreon to come forth.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kreon of Magnetic Service. A reminder, all of these messages that I give you on this program, these channels, will be available to everyone. They're available on my partner's website. Everything that is said in these channels will always be available for free. This month, we wish to start another series. And the series may sound a bit like one that we did in 2021. Back then, we gave you some explanations of the four faces of fear. And this month, we're going to do four fears as well. But these fears, I will say, are exceptionally practical. They're what those are experiencing right now. They're not as esoteric or generic as the ones we gave you before. They're closer to home. And the one that I give first of these four is controversial. You may hear me and say, well, what's controversial about that? And others will say, I don't even believe you. How could you say these things? Because your consciousness and what you expect and what you think and what you've been taught will posture how you receive this particular fear, this particular message, or these instructions. There is great sorrow, you might say, in some areas about how this planet has taught and perceived that which is the creative source. Who is God to you? What have you been told God is? Is that even the correct word? Is that which is the creator of everything that exists? Is it to be feared? Well, that's what you're taught. So the first fear that I want to tell you that people have that gets in the way of love and compassion and healing and life is the fear of God. What have you been told? First, I'm going to give you the scenario that I have given so many times before, but perhaps it's the first time you ever heard this. God does not have a human's consciousness. How do you define that which is the pure love that surrounds everything that is unconditional, that has so much love for you that this God knows your name, that you are part of that creative source because your soul was made by God and your soul is eternal. Loved you so much that you are part of all of this, and then you come down to earth. And in a lower energy, for eons of time, human beings have decided that God is a human of some kind. And you would say, well, that's crazy. No humans ever said God was a human. Oh, yes, you did, humans. Every time you made a doctrine that made God angry and vindictive and had rules of punishment, that's a father, dear ones. That's a human father. That's not the creator of the universe. I think you got that wrong. And yet in the energy of creation, it starts with that which is kindergarten growing up into the first and second, third grades, and it's the same way with energy. So you might expect that kind of thing on the planet, but it never got better. And even right today, you'll go into places where they'll say, God is love, and God will punish you if you don't behave, if you don't do this and that. And by the way, you did something that you don't even know about thousands of years ago that you're being punished for. And it goes on, and it goes on, and goes on. Do you really think the creator of this universe, the definition of love and compassion, can punish you? How convenient that those who will say you only have one life and you're living it, and it better be a good one, because at the end of that life, your soul will be tormented, they'll say. And there's plenty of pictures of that tormenting in the churches, so all the children can take a look at it. You know I'm right. I didn't make that up. Fear of God. You're programmed to fear God. That's a big one. What do you do about that? My partner had the same thing. So he started asking the questions that God answered immediately. But you have to be able to ask them. Dear God, dear Spirit, I believe in you. I was always told you were real. I love you. Is it possible that I was not told correctly? Is it possible there is a bigger story that humanity has just started to learn? Is it possible that you are so beautiful and so wondrous and so glorious? I don't need to worship this that is you, because it is part of my soul, that you are so beautiful and wondrous and good. You could never, ever punish or anger or any of the things that are human nature that are assigned to the creative source. Is it possible? And almost immediately, my partner received the love wash that I gave him, indicating there is something here. What if, dear ones, you were never, ever truly given the truth? And it's not a conspiracy. It's because that truth is now simply starting to come out in a much, much better light. That in an older energy, that's the best they had. The doctrines that you have perhaps learned and been programmed in, it's the best they had. You take a look at the ancients, even the Greeks. I've said this before. They made their gods dysfunctional, so they'd be just like you. This has precedent, if you've noticed it. Study it a bit, and you'll start to realize that the whole hierarchy of the idea of God doing this and that and requiring this and that and worshiping and then punishing and having your soul go to a horrible place with a fallen angel, that it's all allegory, it's story, and it's human story. It's not divine. It's not real. And all your life, that's what you've been told. So of course you would fear God. The creator of this universe who loves you dearly is not to be feared. The creator of this universe who loves you beyond measure is part of your soul. All of your energy is allied with you and is waiting to give you and teach you compassion, kindness, beauty. Let's do an exercise together. If you want to feel this, I invite you to put your hand on your heart. If you want to understand more, I will tell you that in this energy, answers come quick, especially the questions about your own perception of your own divinity. Dear Spirit, dear God, I want to forget everything I've been told about you right now and wipe the slate clean and let you tell me who you are. Dear Spirit, show me the benevolence and the love that's there. Let it fill my heart with peace and understanding so that I'll understand totally that perhaps you're different. Perhaps you're not a father at all, like a human is. Perhaps you are far beyond any consciousness that I can conceive. Perhaps you love me so much that I'll never be alone, that you'll always be with me, that there'll be guides and angels helping me through this life. Perhaps I'm here to learn that love, not to fear you. Show it to me. Show it to me. Dear Spirit, dear creative source, show me a bigger picture, one that nobody ever showed me. And do it in a way, not with pictures on the wall or in books, but in a way I can't miss it. Give me the synchronicity, perhaps, of others who will give me the same message in another way, or perhaps in my dreams, or perhaps right now, fill me with such love that I will never fear that which is God again, ever. I'll know you so well and love you so much and feel your compassion and kindness like I never have before that I can just sit back and laugh at the allegory that I was told, like a child being told about a fairy tale that never exists, and when they grew up, it got corrected. It's time for the correction. There is no reason for any human ever to fear that which is the creative source, who would never punish you, who will never ever treat you any different than you would treat your children, dear ones, that you love so much. Be aware that this creative source that is responsible for everything you see as you look up in the sky day and night knows your name and wants to fill you completely with love. You are not a small dot on a moving planet. You are an eternal soul, and there are purposes and reasons for you and your consciousness and your life, and they align totally with God's plan of love, compassion, and change on this earth. If you do this, you can start beaming with the light that is yours, and you'll never fear God again, ever. I'm crying in love with this family. giving you truth today. Truth. I want you to feel the reality of it. And so it is.